Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Thursday.
Come on, it's showtime.
And now, Mike and Trisha Mornings on today's Best Mix, 93.1 KISS FM.
How long have you been in your house?
I don't know. 10 years?
Because I've been in my house like 20 years. I didn't even realize it had been that long until I was like doing some paperwork and I saw the date that I bought the house. And so yesterday, I turned on my closet light. You know, just clicked on my closet light and it blew out. And I was like, in my closet. That's odd. I don't recall ever having put a light bulb in the closet, like ever, in 20 years. And so I unscrewed it and whatever. Well, when we first moved into the house, when the boys were little, Sam used to like to write his name on light bulbs. I don't know why, but he would get like a magic marker.
Right, yeah.
And on the metal part, he would write Sammy. He used to write Sammy on everything.
Yeah.
But like he would put
he's
that
the
on
odd
the
child, isn't
he's
he?
The weird one. Yeah. Right. He's the artistic one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Artistic. And so he would write Sammy and then he would draw like a little stick figure.
Uh-huh.
On everything. it's crazy. And so I unscrewed the light bulb. We put that light bulb in 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's weird.
So you put it in there when you first moved?
Yes.
And you could tell that because of his little drawing?
Because of his little drawing.
Because of the hieroglyphics?
Yes. But it's so weird.
But it wasn't dated.
No, it wasn't. But there was only a certain period of time when he was doing that.
Oh, he went through a phase.
Yeah, he went through this weird phase. Dude, I'm telling you. I don't know where that child came from.
He went through a stick boy phase?
He did. I don't know where that child came from, but he is definitely not of this world. He isn't. He's like that kid that you meet and you're going,
right.
Wow, somebody's going to need to take care of you the rest of your life. Somebody's going to need to hold your hand while you walk the streets. Yeah.
Fortunately, that wasn't the case, but he's still odd.
He is.
And he fits right in Austin.
He totally does.
He
totally does. He is like Austin to the core.
Right?
Totally, right.
He's totally. Keeping it weird.
He is.
and you should have known that back then, huh?
I should have, because, right? You know, that little stick figure boy right. that he used to draw all the time? Yeah, I'm like, kid, what is that?
And now he draws and makes money drawing.
He totally does.
Wow, so, who knew, right?
I know.
I mean, wow.
I know, that's how he supports himself, it's and like, he makes a pretty decent living.
That's so weird and cool at the same time.
Yeah, so I unscrew the light bulb, I see that little stick figure boy, and I took a picture of it, and I sent it to him, and I said, oh my God, mijito, do you remember when you used to do this all the time? And he was like, where did you get that? And I said, my light bulb in my closet finally blew out after 20 years.
Wow.
And I was like, and I just thought it was very weird. You know, there's lots of stuff in your house that you have to replace all the time.
Yeah, and there's stuff that you just take for granted.
And some stuff you never
look at it twice.
Yeah, like last year, the bathroom light in my bathroom that I never turn on, because you know how you have like the dressing room area and then you have like the actual like wet room where the toilet is and the seat and the shower and all that stuff.
Right.
And when do you ever turn that light on?
Right.
Hardly ever, right? You know, I mean, and when you turn it on, it's for like, you know, 2.5 minutes when you're showering, it never burns out, right? Well, last year it burned out and I couldn't figure out how to open up the light fixture. I had to call an electrician because I couldn't get the stupid thing off.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't either. He was like, where did you get this thing? And I was like, I don't know. I thought for sure you'd be able to do it. And he was like, uh-uh. We ended up having to bust out the glass.
Wow.
Because nobody. I tried, all my family. Everybody tried. We could not figure out how to get that stupid thing off. So we busted the glass.
And after you busted the glass, could you see how to do it then?
It was like these weird clips that held it in. But the clips were like kind of, I guess because of all the condensation and stuff in the bathroom, they were like rusted. And so when we busted out the glass, that's what broke the clips. But they were like frozen.
Oh, wow.
It was really weird. Wow. It was really weird. But it just is like, you know, you forget how long you've been in your place.
Right.
And the silly stuff that you never really think about.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever thinks about a closet light bulb?
Right.
You know, I mean, you're in your closet for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But apparently it takes 20 years to blow out a closet light bulb.
And you don't until you yank on the chain or you hit the light switch.
Yeah.
And then you get that little...
Yeah. That's what happened last night. It was very odd. It was just, like, okay, when did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so random, you know. But now I'm faced with, I can't throw that light bulb away. Because it's got a little drawing of Sammy on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It was frozen in time.
And so I guess I'm going to have to bust out the light.
Yeah.
You know? And just like make sure that it's not, there's no shards of glass or anything like that.
Well, you said he wrote it on the little silver thing.
It's on the little silver
thing. Just keep the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and all my family thinks I'm very odd.
Yeah.
Because I was telling my dad and my mom about it.
Kids got to get it from somewhere, Trisha. He's not just born odd. It's passed on to him.
It's not me, man.
Sure.
It's not me.
Of course not. Blame it on the baby daddy.
It's true. Kiss FM. Speeding drivers have made one Lower Valley Street a safety concern for people living there. Maurer Road is a residential street, but it connects two major roadways, Yarborough and North Loop Drives, so people use it as a shortcut all the time. Now, despite several speed bumps that were installed in early 2016, people who live in the area say the problem with speeders still continues. Residents on Maurer Road say current traffic calming measures have done nothing to stop people from speeding through their neighborhood. City officials say designs generally cost a lot more money, and although they didn't have the money in place at the time, they decided to do phase one as part of the projects, and that was to install those speed cushions on Maurer Road. Now, as the city prepares to enter phase two of the project, it is meeting with residents on Maurer Road to figure out what measures will work best. Residents say higher speed bumps might do the trick. The city is still in the planning phase of the project. There are still several steps it needs to take, but construction is expected to start at the end of this year at the earliest. I feel for these people, man, because the street that I live on goes between McRae and Hawkins, and it's a straightaway. And people, like, haul butt down that street all the time. But because of the way it sits in relation to other streets, those have traffic calming because they're closer to an elementary school. And they've got speed bumps. And they said, oh, no, we can't put speed bumps on your street because it would affect emergency crew traffic.
Ah.
And so we're stuck with having a speedway.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
But that's okay because you stand there every afternoon anyway and you hose people.
And throw things at people.
Drive by really
fast. I totally do, man.
Spray them, don't you?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. And then you yell at them.
Get off my lawn.
Like, slow down.
It's true. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because... It is a true straightaway.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, people get going, you know, 60 miles an hour on that street.
I think that happens in a lot of neighborhoods. I know that we have problems as well sometimes, especially when there's problems on Mesa.
Yes.
And or Stanton.
They go through your neighborhood.
And even when there isn't, and like a lot of the FedEx trucks and a lot of the UPS trucks. And the good thing, though, is that our street is, there aren't a whole lot of kids.
Oh, see, and that's...
Only a handful of children on that street.
We've got kids all over the place because we've got an elementary school right up the street and kids walk home.
Right.
And then I can't tell you how many times I've got FedEx and UPS on speed dial because those guys will come just like going like crazy people down the road and I'll run outside and I'll take video of them. And I've sent it to FedEx and UPS and I've written them letters.
Yeah.
And I've had, like for weeks and weeks and weeks, I won't see a truck going down my street.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to keep it up every single time. And I make sure that I get numbers of the trucks. Like, you know, they have those little identification numbers on the back.
Yeah, how am I driving, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no. The number of the truck.
Oh, okay.
Like, so that I can tell them, this is the number of that truck that was hauling butt down my street.
Yeah.
You know?
You're so old.
Dude, man, I have nothing better to do in the middle of the afternoon. And that's what I tell them. That's what I tell FedEx and UPS. Dude, I have nothing better to do with my time.
Yeah.
Except stand outside and shoot video of your drivers going up and down my street like crazy people. Yeah. It's 7:33. Yes, I am old. And you know what?
You are.
I wear chanclas.
Yes.
And rollers in my hair.
And
yes,
you
I do.
Afraid to use them.
That's right, man. That's right. Kiss FM. The El Paso Catholic Diocese sent a memo to all parishes asking priests, deacons, and others to practice proper hygiene in the midst of this harsh flu season. The diocese also wants you to not drink from the cup during communion if you're sick. The diocese says that when you take communion, you're taking the body and the blood of Christ, so even if you only receive the host and not the precious blood, you're still receiving communion. The diocese said that if you're sick or worried about getting sick, you can also forego the handshake of peace. But if you want to sanitize your hands before or after Mass, most parishes have hand sanitizer available to do that at the entrance of their church. Of course, all of these measures are happening because of the flu that's hit most of the country. There have been 7 deaths in El Paso due to the complications from the flu this season, and thousands have gone to the hospital seeking treatment for their bouts with the illness. The diocese says that there have not been any problems concerning the flu among their parishes, but they just want to remind churchgoers to wash their hands and practice proper hygiene.
Hey, couldn't you just do the fist bump of peace?
The fist bump of peace?
Yeah, or the elbow of peace.
You know what's funny is that I've noticed in Mass recently, in the past couple of weeks, that people are starting to forego the handshake of peace. Uh-huh. And it's, you kind of get these looks, and it kind of cuts into the Mass time because people are like, it's because I don't want to get sick. And then you've got people going, so you're telling me I'm diseased so you can't shake my hand?
I know, right?
You got that kind of side eye.
It's kind of insulting.
It is kind of insulting. But at the same time,
right.
I mean, but see, what I think that they should do is they should have the priest at the beginning of the Mass say, look, by the way,
right.
You know, just in case somebody decides not to, you know, not to drink from the chalice, or
right.
if they decide to not give you the handshake,
yeah.
it's probably because they're trying not to get sick.
I would suggest the tope of peace. Tope. Peace be with you.
I love tope.
And also with you. Yeah, that's how I think it should go. Anyway, everybody's cool, everybody's safe.
The tope of peace.
Yeah. Right? Peace be with you. And also with you.
I love it. The tope of peace.
What do you think?
I think that's great.
What do you think?
I think you've hit this right on the head, dude.
Float that to the bish.
Okay. Kiss
FM. So not even the church wants you to drink the blood of Christ, huh? That's how bad the flu season is.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And the last time this happened, I think the last time I remember the diocese saying something about this was like back when people were worried about the chicken flu.
Uh-huh.
Remember the bird flu?
Oh, yeah, I remember
like
that.
Like maybe, I think it was like 10 years ago.
Oh, maybe longer.
Yeah. 10 years ago.
I don't know, but.
Sorry, I sounded like that for a second. Sorry. Ooh, 5 years ago. Yeah, no, they don't. They're like, yeah, don't do it, man.
Right, right, yeah.
First of all, me personally, I'm completely grossed out by that. I don't care if you're sick or not. It's gross.
Right?
I'm not going to go sit with you at Chico's and take a sip out of your Coke.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm doing at church? No. Sorry.
Right? Yeah.
Ain't happening.
No backwash of Christ for me.
It grosses me out. And then you get, and then, you know, inevitably you're like the person at the last of the line, you know, uh-huh. and you're like, ugh.
Right?
Are you kidding? There's like 75 people spit in there. Gross. No.
Flu or not, it ain't for you.
It
huh?
ain't for me, man. I'm like, I'm sorry, God.
I'm sticking with just the body.
I know, right?
No thank you on the blood.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Chewy, but I can't do it, man. I can't. Kiss
FM. The plan for the Northeast for Cone Stadium was revealed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the next phase in whatever they plan to do with that park or whatever's going to happen eventually. But what did happen yesterday? What was revealed yesterday?
Okay, so yesterday it was revealed that there's going to be hotels. They're looking to do what they're calling a restaurant row, which is kind of like, you know, kind of like what you see at the far east side of town by the Tinseltown theaters.
Right, right.
They've got green space and recreational and athletic facilities.
I saw
hotels.
I don't know why they need hotels.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really don't know why. But I saw the area because there's renderings on the City of El Paso's Facebook page. You can see some renderings of what they want to do, what they intend to do, what they would like to do. And that green space looks a lot like Centennial Plaza. At
mm-hmm.
UTEP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that same round concept.
Kind of center thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what they did is they borrowed from other parts of the city to come up with this plan.
They're like, this looks good. Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah,
you know,
they did.
Kind of thing.
They really did. This is what Mayor Margo told the El Paso Times.
For years, the people in the Northeast have requested something be done about coal. And we have committed to do it. But we're getting input from the citizens here, the residents in this area, to determine what they want to have happen here. But it'll have appeal throughout the city, and we think it'll be a draw when we get some things done for miles around.
You know, I don't know about that. I guess it just depends. You know, if they do get a restaurant row going,
yeah.
And it is restaurants we don't have anywhere else.
Right, right. And they're talking about like the Papa's restaurant chain.
Right,
like
right.
Papa's Steakhouse, Papa Do's, Papacitos.
Yeah, yeah. They would all be together.
Right.
They're looking for something like that. Then maybe that, because you don't find that anywhere else in El Paso.
Right.
But, you know, and then they also want a retails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about, why would they, I don't know if there's even a need for another shopping strip.
I don't think there's a need for another shopping
especially,
strip.
Especially, do we really need another PetSmart? I know they keep talking about high end.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that's what Fountains of Farrah said, too.
Right.
And how high end is that? Not very.
Well, they've got some high end restaurants. They do have, I mean, it's certainly not the dollar store at Fountains.
No,
but here's the thing.
But it's also
thing
the
is
same stuff that's everywhere else as well.
True, you've got a lot.
Very few of the stores are stores that you can't find anywhere else in El Paso.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing about the Northeast thing. My whole thing is what they should have done was they should have stayed with a sports complex type thing.
Yeah.
Where we could bring in, you know, regional, like I have so many friends who travel for theirs and their adult persons, you know, like baseball and soccer and
volleyball.
That kind of thing and volleyball and that
right.
kind of thing. And if they had stuck with that kind of concept.
Yeah.
And really, because think about it, we could draw people from Midland and Lubbock. We could draw people from
sure.
Albuquerque and Phoenix, because they're always looking for places to go for tournaments.
Yeah.
And that is the kind of thing I
right.
think they should have done. And then put in a really cool water park.
Right.
To be able to draw people during the summer.
Well, they're not putting in a water park per se. Like, they're not bringing in, you know, like some water park somewhere, one of these name brand kind
right,
of things.
Right.
But that is where they're going to put one of the aquatic centers
right.
that we talked about the other day. How they announced they were building four, and then there was also two to be determined,
mm-hmm.
one on the west side, one on the northeast side, at a site to be determined. Well, it turns out this is the site for the northeast.
Right.
So those water parks that we talked about is going there.
I just think that, again, we're seeing such a living in an ivory tower kind of response
right.
to what, if you had listened to what people are talking about,
yeah.
if you would listen to people who do these kind of trips, like during the summer and the spring, I've got tons of friends who are never in town on the weekends
because yeah.
they're going out of town for their kids' stuff, their kids' sports stuff, and their sports stuff.
Yeah, and one thing they did listen, they're not going to put in housing.
Thank God.
They said, yeah, we listened. So they heard that.
Yeah.
But everything else pretty much stayed the same.
Right.
The one thing that I didn't hear them talk about was an amphitheater.
No.
And if you ask anybody in El Paso, they want an amphitheater.
Yeah.
They want some kind of outdoor show place there.
Right.
You know, something that they can, you know, like the one in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
They want something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. That wasn't discussed or that wasn't mentioned in the plans.
No, you have to take advantage of the things that we have.
Yes.
Which is fantastic weather.
I mean, look at this
98% of the time.
Right.
Yeah. And we're centrally located in the middle of so many other cities
yeah.
that are pulling stuff from us right now.
Right.
You know?
The other thing that they did mention is that there was no mention of keeping the stadium.
No, yeah.
So they said the stadium is coming down.
Right.
It's going to stay up for now.
Right.
But it's coming down eventually.
Come down. Yeah.
So there won't be any place, because that's where concerts were being held.
Right.
You know, that's where Music Under the Stars was being held
exactly.
when they split it in two. So I think, you know, they're missing the boat if they're really not looking to put in an amphitheater in
I
there.
I think so, too.
You know, and one of the renderings shows people watching a movie. Like, they talked about putting a jumbotron
mm-hmm.
so that they could show movies. But, I mean, you can see that everywhere around the city. How many times during the summer don't I make announcements or blogs about all of these places doing free movies under the stars?
No, that's true. But the thing is that if you've ever been to one of those movies, and I've been to a bunch of them, they're jam-packed.
Well, yeah.
They're jam-packed.
Right.
But and that's the thing. I mean, we're a big city. We're
yeah.
a big city.
Oh, no,
we have
I know.
To have We have to have regional parts of town stuff
right.
like that. So that people who are in Northeast who are like, dude, I don't want to go to the Far East part of town or whatever.
And I imagine that Jumbotron would go somewhere around the, you know, the little green space area.
Right.
Because, you know, people sit around on blankets and chairs.
Yeah.
But I think they're really missing the boat with the amphitheater.
I think so, too.
Kiss FM!
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who's your team?
The Eagles.
Boo. Have they always been your team, or you're just rooting for them for the Super Bowl?
They're in the conference of the Cowboys, so I'm rooting for them.
Which is why you should be rooting against them.
No, I know, right?
What's wrong with you, Ray? You're thinking
it's all
backwards on this. Nobody in that conference should win the Super Bowl except the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, exactly.
All right, Ray. You're going to make me cry. So we're doing the Super Bowl. We'd like for you to cry on cue. First, though, tell us what your motivation is going to be. What are you going to use to make yourself cry on cue?
I have no motivation, just drama.
Well, okay.
Don't
then.
We all, man? Drama everywhere.
Super Bowl contestant Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
No! Don't let them win! Don't let the Patriots win!
Perfect!
I love it! That was great!
Perfect! And I love how Tom Brady made him cry.
Right, too. Exactly.
That's what you get for being an Eagles fan, Ray. Thank you, Ray. We'll let you know if you win at the end of the morning.
Awesome.
Kiss FM.
I am rooting for the Eagles.
What?
You're breaking my heart, Jonathan.
Okay, or is it because you're an Eagles fan, or is it because you just have to root for somebody?
Just because I have to root for someone, and come on, let's face it, it's always the Patriots. It's, you know, we got to change it up a little.
I know,
but Eagles fans are the most obnoxious things ever.
They are, but, you know, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. I know it is. It totally is.
It's totally a least ugly contest, that's for sure. But as long as it's just a one-time thing only, Jonathan, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, one time, one day, and hell, not even a full day.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we're giving away a gift certificate to the Great American, and we need you to ball. And what's your motivation this time?
I'm going to have to go with the fact that it's always the Patriots.
Okay, good enough. So that's what's going to motivate you to cry. On cue, go.
Why is it always the Patriots? They're always on there. They don't let anybody have them. It's okay, guys. I'm out.
Damn, Jonathan.
Man, I got to tell you, I was tearing up a little.
That was like Kardashian ugly crying right there. Proud of you, man.
Good job, Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan.
Okay, we got your name in the helmet.
Good luck. We'll call you if you win.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, all right. That brings us to our next contestant. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Daniel, who are you rooting for?
I'm going to have to go for the Patriots, but if I could, I would totally root for the commercial.
Yeah. Well, you can still root for the commercials, but you got to pick a team. That's the only way to watch a football game. You got to pick a team.
I know. So the Patriots are it this time.
All right, then go Pats.
Yeah.
Okay, so Super Bowl, cry on cue, go.
Guadalupe, I didn't mean to call you more than I was just hungry, and dinner wasn't ready yet. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm sorry.
Sounds like this has happened before to Daniel.
maybe once or twice. I am a poorly man that gets hangry. So.
As long as Guadalupe knows you didn't mean to call her a gorda.
That's right.
All right, Daniel.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.